Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Well, based on his own experience of renting, Conor McGarry decided to develop a platform to tackle the incidence of fraud in the rental market. Conor joins us now to tell us about Rent Dodo. But Conor, what challenges did you face during the rental process?
Good morning, Carl. I was speaking to tenants and landlords when looking to rent a property, applying for a property. The big challenge they face is the amount of information that has to be handed over. It's very messy, it's very inefficient, and there's no standardised approach to the information that's requested from tenants when they're looking to apply. And the information handed over tends to be very sensitive. And you might never hear then from landlords, because you're applying for multiple properties before you'd even hear any feedback from one of them. And then your information is sitting in someone else's mailbox and you don't know what's happened to it. So these are the kind of sort of issues that need to be kind of addressed, particularly from a data protection point of view, but also just from general, kind of letting tenants have more kind of trust in the process and more kind of clarity of, as to what goes on with their information when it's handed over.
So talk to us about the Rent Dodo platform and how it digitises the renting process.
Yeah, we created Rent Dodo for renters and landlords. It's free to create an account, they can sign up, and it's used to allow people to kind of streamline how they apply for renting a property. And some of the things we do is information sharing. So when a tenant shares information with a landlord, they do so through the Rent Dodo platform. So they're not attaching attachments to emails or sending over physical copies. The Rent Dodo platform takes care of all of that. We verify everyone's identity on the platform. We invite them to upload passport, take a live selfie, and then we're able to verify their identity. And this is the idea is to discourage kind of the rental scammers from using the platform. We also verify people's contact details, emails and telephone numbers. And for tenants, we verify their incomes as well. We use income verification technology. We use the open banking system that's used throughout Europe now to connect people to their bank accounts so they can verify their income without having to send over, copies of bank statements or payslips. So again, we're, offering the tenant security, the information they hand over, while at the same time, the landlord then, is kind of getting a good picture about sort of candidates that are applying. And we've done this all with the kind of, we've looked at the Data Protection Commissioner's, advice on this. And we try to minimise the amount of data that's been collected.
So does the tenant also upload rental history and references to the platform?
Yeah. So the core feature we have there is called Tenant Cert. And all of these verifications and background information they upload to their tenant cert. They only have to do that once, and then they can use that tenant cert to apply for multiple properties, either on the platform or off the platform. On any kind of platform that exists where it's a rental property, they can share a unique link to their tenant cert. That landlord then uses a one-time passcode to be sent to them by SMS, and they can then view that person's kind of, it's like a rental CV. So that tenant cert then has all the rental history. It has references, and not just references from previous landlords, but you can also upload employment references, maybe a university reference if it's related to university accommodation, and then, something like a HAP confirmation letter from a county council or something like that. It's all there in one place. And then the tenant is in control of their information. They can disable access to anyone they've shared their tenant cert with. So if they didn't hear back from a property, they can just terminate access so that they know that that person then doesn't have access to their data anymore.
And is the identity verified of both the tenant and the landlord on the system?
Yes. We invite every user to verify their identity, particularly in relation to, we've launched a new feature for around renting rooms, so that someone renting out a spare room. So there was a lot of kind of rental fraud in that particular sector, which is very unregulated. RTB don't really have much kind of control there. And then people are renting out the spare room. They want to know who they're kind of dealing with. So the tenants are verifying their ID, but also the room host. And that's where a lot of rental scams are happening.
And of course, we have heard stories about rental fraud, but how prevalent is it across the country?
It's quite prevalent, actually. The Gardaí have reported double-digit increases over the last couple of years in the amount of reported rental scams. It's in the millions of euros in terms of the amount of deposits that have been taken from people without actually, being from these scammers. So in 2023, there was a 38% increase on the previous year, and the year before that, there was a 30% increase. These are figures coming from the Gardaí. One in 10 international students, there was a survey done at the end of last year by the Irish Council for International Students. I think one in 10 students had been fallen victim to a rental scam. These are pretty big numbers we're dealing with here. And as long as there's a kind of a supply-demand imbalance, tenants are desperate to put a roof over their heads. You know, they're under pressure to find a place. It's very difficult to secure accommodation. That's where, you know, scammers can prey on the desperation of people to find a home.
And I know that you're very sceptical about rentals being advertised across social media platforms.
Yeah, there's very little verification on social media, so I can create a Facebook profile, you know, and it's not verified. And then I can create a Facebook group. Again, you know, there's no kind of control in terms of, you know, what's going on here, who's posting these rooms, are they verified, are the rooms legitimate? So it's kind of opened up the door to kind of, you know, scammers kind of preying on people who are desperate to find somewhere. Whereas I think people should kind of look at a reputable, you know, platform to secure a property, or in the best case, you know, use a letting agent because they're regulated. But, you know, when you're dealing with kind of people online, you know, they shouldn't be afraid to kind of provide, you know, kind of ID as to who they claim to be, or some sort of proof as to the ownership of the property, which kind of leads into kind of the whole due diligence that tenants should be doing about landlords. So I think it's a two-way street at the moment. Tenants should look at, you know, look for landlord's ID, proof of ownership of the property, and then simple things like when they're moving into the property, before they pay over deposit, make sure that the keys work on the doors and things like that. And never hand over money unless you've inspected the property. You know, and you'll see cases of people saying, like, I'm currently out of the country, could you please transfer the money tonight and things like this, you know, and all these sort of stories. Like, do not fall foul to any of these kind of stories, you know, that they're kind of, you know, they're just coercing people into handing over money.
And Conor, in addition to landlords using the system, are you also hoping that letting agents will engage with Rent Dodo as well?
Yes, we've had a good few letting agents piloted already. It's open for anyone, you know, letting agents, landlords, people renting out the spare room. They can all use the Rent Dodo platform. And it's, you know, we've kind of created it in a way that, you know, it's kind of equal access to anyone who wants to kind of, if you have one property or 100 properties, you can use Rent Dodo. So the scalability there isn't an issue with that.
And how does the business model actually work?
So to create a property on Rent Dodo, there's a fee per property. If the landlord or the letting agent will pay that fee, and that opens up all the tools in terms of, you know, doing applicant pre-screening and setting up viewings for properties and things like that. The tenant never pays. It's always free for the tenant. That's kind of part of our philosophy. We feel like, you know, tenants have it very difficult at the moment. We don't feel they should be paying more just to secure a property, because rents are already, as we know, very high, and paying a deposit over at the same time, it can be quite costly for them. So, but we've designed it in a way it's a pay-as-you-go model, so that the landlord only pays when they need it. So there's no kind of ongoing subscription, that they're paying for when they don't need to use our features.
And from a practical perspective, let's say a landlord has a property advertised on Daft. Is it the intention here that the landlord then will sign up to Rent Dodo and provide a link on that advert for people to apply through?
As those emails are coming in, they can ask people to respond. They can respond to those emails and say, please complete your tenant cert on Rent Dodo, click on this link, and the tenant then can sign up, create their tenant cert, fill out all of their information, verify their identity, verify their contact details, verify their income, and then the landlord then has all of that information in one place. They're able to kind of then, you know, decide who to bring forward to viewings based on, you know, the information they've provided. We don't ask for information that's not required at that particular stage of the journey. Like some people ask for dates of birth, PPS numbers. We don't ask for anything like that. So we try and keep the data to a minimum to allow the landlord to make an objective decision about who to rent out the property to.
I'm somewhat surprised to hear that none of the existing CRM systems that letting agents are using currently have this functionality built in.
Yeah, so some of them use third-party verification. We want to kind of have a one-stop shop so that you can do everything in the one place at this kind of the application stage of a rental. Some of them, you know, to go outside, use kind of independent verification systems. A lot of kind of software from outside of Ireland, say, for instance, US software, will have kind of criminal background checks, credit score, and things like that that don't actually work in Ireland. So you're buying software that kind of doesn't really work in Ireland. That might work fine in the US, but not in Ireland. So we've kind of designed it specifically for the Irish rental market.
And what are your long-term plans for Rent Dodo?
Well, we'd like Rent Dodo to become the kind of go-to for anyone who is renting and going through the application stage of renting would use Rent Dodo. in terms of verification, information sharing, applicant pre-screening, setting up viewings, all of those things between, you know, when the property is listed to when the lease is signed, people would use Rentdodo for that. We would also, it's portable, I suppose, to anywhere in the EU as well, because the rules around, you know, verification, data collection, say, for instance, we're using open banking technology, which is regulated at an EU level, it can be ported into any kind of other EU member state as well. The process is very much the same from country to country, and the UK as well.
Would you think that the demand for this product is going to be driven by the tenant or the landlord or both? And if so, how is that going to manifest itself?
I think there's demand on both sides. We're kind of solving a couple of problems. The tenants, you know, being wary of sharing information, you know, having to kind of repeatedly share information, attaching to emails, you know, and not hearing back. Tenant Search solves that. From the landlord point of view, you know, we are making it easier for them to kind of, you know, pre-screen tenants, like standardizing the way data is collected. So it satisfies both sides. And we've added in a layer of transparency there that, you know, the tenant knows if the landlord has looked at their tenant search, they can terminate access if they want at any stage. And similarly, the landlord then can quickly get through, you know, 50, 100 applicants by setting up filters for various requirements from the information we collect, which you can't get with email. You know, if you put up an ad, you get 100 emails, you have to go through them one at a time, you know, or you might just take the first 10 or whatever, you know. So whereas this way, you know, it's all much more kind of, the data is much better kind of organized and presented to the landlord.
Conor, we started the interview by talking about your own experiences of renting, but what do you think this process might look like in the years to come?
I think it's just become more and more digitized. Real estate in Ireland is kind of one of the last sectors maybe that kind of, you know, if we look at other kind of industries like insurance, banking, they've become very much digitized. Everything is online. I think renting will just follow that. And it'll be every aspect of renting, signing leases, paying deposits, paying rent, you know, maintenance queries, you know, lease termination, the processes there will be all digitized. I could see the whole thing becoming digital. You know, that's just inevitable, I think.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was Conor McGarry from Rentdodo, and we wish Conor every success with growing his business.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.